Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment on KINS Radio. For years, I have been interested in one of our federal agencies known as the CDC, or Centers for Disease Control. I call it the Center for Denial and Confusion, and I think you'll understand why after I read you my article. In a recent article in the USA Today, the reporter Allison Young wrote about the malfunctions in that department. She said that four scientists at the CDC put on spacesuits like gear to protect them from the world's deadliest viruses. These scientists stepped into the lab decontamination chamber where a shower of chemicals was supposed to kill anything on them and make it safe for them to exit. But the shower wouldn't start and the warning lights appeared as a cascading series of safety systems began to fail. The seal around the exit door to the changing room deflated to the point that the scientists could see light coming in. As they started an emergency chemical deluge, the shower doors came back on into the infectious disease, and the lab burst open again and again as air pressure alarms sounded. Interesting, this incident occurred in 2009. This newspaper was finally able to obtain the information under the Freedom of Information Act, but it took 4 years. According to this article, the information came as a result of mounting concerns in Congress about whether a lack of transparency keeps serious lab safety problems hidden from the public. According to Richard Ebright, Rutgers University, the incident reads like a screenplay for a disaster movie. Finally, building engineers were able to manually operate the chemical shower. This article also pointed out that the CDC has denied Congress information such as at the lab at Fort Collins, which is among a handful nationwide that have had their federal permits secretly suspended for safety violations. A total of 10 labs have been involved. While the CDC says they are transparent, it often takes several years to get the information requested. The CDC told USA Today that it will be mid-2018 before it releases lab reports for 2013 and 2014. I leave you with a point to ponder. Don't you often wonder whether our federal government is out there to protect you and I as citizens and taxpayers of this great country of ours? This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.